But you can put your attention on it and tell yourself ideas and thoughts and beliefs in such a way that it seems that one is different than the other. We all do that until we learn the knack of doing it less and less and finally not doing it at all. And we are all on that path, no matter what other path we're on. You are already on the path of more and more reconciling the material and the spiritual in your life. More and more not taking it as some kind of versus, as some kind of conflict between those two ways of understanding, between those two levels, if you will. Am I confusing anybody? Mm-hmm. The interesting thing is all these things are dilemmas. Right up until, absolutely, completely dilemmas, right up until that moment that they're not. And when that moment comes on any particular dilemma, then literally 1 or 2 minutes later, it's like, how was that a dilemma? What was my problem with that? And the laughter is recognition, yes. We've seen that with our own eyes. So the unstoppable part has great meaning when it comes to getting discouraged. Because discouragement is the big trick. One of the barriers that's certainly in everybody's life sooner or later, that certainly no one avoids, is discouragement. And frequently the discouragement, when it's major, occurs right on the verge of some kind of change, some kind of breakthrough, some kind of elemental difference that's about to happen. And it's kind of, in some cases, very often, the last ditch attempt of those stopping forces to stop you when nothing else has. And it's a shame when the trick works, because it usually means the person was right on the verge of some dilemma or set of dilemmas suddenly being dilemmas no more. And many people go back. Many people get discouraged, and a month later, a year later, a decade later, take up from where they left off. But many people also get stopped permanently. Never go back to where they really were, what they'd really gotten to. So I want to inoculate you, no matter how much discouragement has been a factor or not been a factor for you, but certainly everybody has experienced it as a part and parcel of the spiritual life, the spiritual search. I want to inoculate you that discouragement is one of the biggest tricks, one of the biggest phenomena that should absolutely, to the degree you can marshal all your inner resources, should be ignored. Not pushed away, not denied, but simply ignored. Becomes part of, and that's not going to stop me either. Because it usually means what was a significant dilemma may soon no longer be.